Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report. I'm going to start out with one of the great veterans of this radio program. Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, has been around with us almost since the inception of this particular program. Doc is a chartist. He's one of the best. He is very, very accurate in what he is doing, for lack of better terms, in his investing, in his prognosis. Doc, appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. Doc, I was out of town this past week for a couple of days. I saw what many, many progressives right now are feeling are some real downsides of the current administration, the Biden administration. Nothing has happened on the border, even though Kamala Harris is now in charge of it. We still have a huge amount of illegal aliens streaming in this country. I don't want to talk about that necessarily from a societal viewpoint with you. What I want to talk about with you is what's happening to the economy because of the excessive welfare that is occurring in the country right now. Employers in my neck of the woods are having trouble hiring people because people are making more money living on welfare and unemployment, what have you. Unemployment is partially welfare. I don't know how people can get up in the morning and look themselves in the face, in the mirror, and continue to support what's going on right now. Our country is headed down, but I don't want to talk politics with you. I want to talk about investment potential. Where would you go right now? Now, the market has treated me relatively well over the past, I would have to say month or so, because my investment advisor knows where to go. What's your comment, first of all, right now? Where is the best place to be? Nowhere? Sitting in cash or what, Dick?
Well, number one, Al, I think the best place to be is in a significant amount of cash, because I think based on the technicals, and I mentioned this before, that our momentum indicators are some of the highest I've ever seen, meaning we in all probability are starting to peak here with the conventional markets. And
I want you to explain why. You're basing that statement pretty much on the momentum indicators. Our listeners are very sophisticated, and I would like you to explain to them what the momentum indicators are telling you and why they are telling you that, Doc.
Well, and it's the long-term ones, Al, which I put more credence into. I don't look at the short-term charts much. They're just noise, like the daily and weekly charts. The weeklies are a little bit better than the dailies. And as you go out, they get even better as far as telling you whether you're going to get a change in trend. And when you go out to the monthly charts, those momentum indicators are the highest I've seen in 30, 40, 50 years.
Doc, let me interrupt you for a second. Let's talk about momentum indicators. Define them with a certain amount of exactitude, if you would.
Well, all that momentum indicators are to define at a certain point in time the directions of a market. And they're not the same thing as strength indicators, which they go kind of hand in hand, but they show the amount of momentum in a given market over time and in the direction that market is moving. And that's what is called momentum. And you can have it on short-term charts like dailies and weekly charts. You can have them on monthly. Now, the monthly charts are much more important because they show you over a greater period of time how high the particular momentum is getting in those markets. And when it gets to the point where they're at a level that you've never seen them before, you know we've got incipient problem coming that we're probably peaking out in a market. But it just shows you direction for where the strength is in a market and what the tendency for a market is at that particular point in time as far as whether it's moving up or down.
And you're fairly pessimistic right now in terms of the future of the market, because you said right now, in your opinion, the best place to be is pretty much in cash, correct?
A good percentage of cash. And if you want to call mutual, if you want to call interest-bearing accounts cash, I would include that in cash. Okay. Where you're getting some interest on your money, at least maybe 2-3% if you're fortunate. Right now I'm in considerable cash. I am getting a little bit more with this pullback in commodities and precious metals. I will be getting a greater position in those, because I think with commodities, we've just started a possible long trend move in these commodities, and we're getting a little bit of a pullback in some of them. And as they come back, I will probably take a position in them again, which I had been, but I sold out a lot of them and they've come back. But the same thing goes for precious metals. We're pulling back on those. I think that is going to continue for a while. But I'll take a bigger position in those when I think they bottomed out.
Any time frame in terms of precious metals bottoming out, Doc?
Yeah, I think potentially we'll be bottoming toward the end of the year or the first quarter of next year, based on what I'm seeing on the monthly charts. And then I think we trade sideways for a while in those before the next big move. I think what we're entering right now, Al, with all this fiscal and monetary stimulus we've had, that's going to come to an end toward the end of this year. And I think the conventional market might sniff that out. They always look ahead, and they might be sniffing out the fact that when that stimulus money is gone, we could have an economy that shows minimal growth or a stagnation in the growth, because they won't be getting the free money again unless Congress does it again or the Fed does it again. But I think we're going to enter a period here. Everybody was talking about inflation. I do believe we're going to enter a period of disinflation, meaning the rate of change of inflation will lessen. That doesn't mean it's going to drop appreciably, but it's not going to be growing at the rate we've been seeing. And if that happens, I think we're going to find that the economy is going to see a significant slowdown in 2022, and the conventional markets might be topping and pointing that out to us in the next few weeks, because I think we could see a rollover in the conventional markets signaling that we're going to have slow growth in this economy next year.
I want to talk about that in the next segment. We got about a minute here. I want to take most of that minute, make some comments here. I'm a fundamentalist. I'm not a chartist. You are one of the best chartists who I have ever seen, and I appreciate that. From a fundamental standpoint, and that's for my education, all four of my degrees, with the exception of a degree in Russian literature, all four of my degrees are in some form of finance, and I have always believed in fundamentals. The fundamentals right now for America are looking absolutely abysmal. And I have to say that I want to get into that as soon as we take a real quick commercial break right here, Doc, because I don't see a rebound coming in the relatively near future. Stick around, going to be right back.